Some words carry more weight, and today we're talking about one of those words. It describes women who face challenges head on and come out stronger, a word for resilience and determination, and it's one many women embody. And that word is grit. Julie Jepson is the host of the online community Gritty Mamas, and she is calling out three markers of a gritty woman. Welcome, Julie. We're so happy to have you. Tell me about the word grit and why it resonates with you.
I just think it's in my DNA. I mean, I came from ancestors who went through a lot of struggle, my own parents and grandparents, and it's just like in my blood, you know? And I don't know, I feel like I channel Moana, like with my ancestors, but they were full of it. They were full of grit.
Full of grit and what that word means. Now you have an online community where you share stories of gritty women, and you're going to share three stories with us today. First off, you say a gritty women have unwavering determination, like Stella.
Yes, Stella. Sometimes I want to curse her, but mostly I praise her. She was born with club feet, and so she was, you know, called a cripple back then. But she would play with her crutches. She would use them like a, what is that, pole vaulting, and just probably beat her brothers with her crutches and stuff.
She wasn't letting it slow her down.
No, and she got the flu and was crawling on all fours and gave birth with the Spanish flu of 1918. And then fast forward 125 years later, and my little seventh child was born with club feet. So I'm like, dang it, Stella. But like, I'm channeling her grit at the same time.
Now, your third great grandmother, she also displayed determination. Tell us about her.
Yes. Oh my gosh. She was a spitfire. I love telling this story. Her name was Elizabeth, and she was a pioneer, and they were just kind of encircled by Indians. And so she hid in the covered wagon, and he was trying to reach for her, and she took an axe and just, got him right on the knuckles.
Got him.
But he grabbed her anyway, stuck her on his horse, and they took off riding, and she was fighting and trying to get free. Ended up biting him on the chest.
Wow.
Drew blood, and so he must have squeezed her tight enough to have her pass out, but she woke up with her face like stuck to the dried blood on his chest. So she just, and he was amused by it. So it was almost like to her detriment, because he was like, wow, I've got a, you know, this brave was very attracted to that. So he offered her, I think it was a stick or some kind of wedding like vow, and her father, who had finally encircled the, or came and found her, said, don't take that stick, or all right, there's nothing I can do. So anyway, she
what
was
a just, story.
Yeah, it's a fun one to tell.
Wow, okay, next you say gritty women are resilient. I love this word, resilient. Tell us about that.
Oh my goodness, well, it depends on who we're talking about. Are we talking
Melanie? We're talking about Laura.
Let's talk about Laura. So she, that poor girl, oh my goodness, I admire her and love her. She does my hair. But she lost her dad to an autoimmune disease and shingles. She, her brother has been diagnosed with terminal illness. Her mother had terminal cancer. And then she was diagnosed with breast cancer, had a double mastectomy, and then complications with that surgery, and then reconstructive surgery. And she's just, and then if I can say this on the air, and she has given me her permission, but she got nipple tattoos.
Well then.
And we didn't know that was a thing. But she's like so willing to share it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, those are a thing.
And
but
she's resilient.
Yes, it made her feel like a woman again. And she's out to tell the world, like, look, I can do this.
We can all do this. Yeah. We can all be resilient and fight. Okay, the next word, gritty women have a fighting spirit. Melanie. Tell us about her fighting spirit.
Melanie is that girl. I went to high school with Melanie, and she has this just gorgeous, angelic voice, and her husband was in a snowmobiling accident, and he was paralyzed from the waist down, so that was a whole, you know, shift in their home life, and then a few years later, she was diagnosed, I believe it was stage 4, cancer in her liver, and it had metastasized, and she seriously was known in high school for her beautiful blonde long hair, and I mean it's gone, and her Her lashes make up for it. I mean, they're like out to my forehead. I know, she's so beautiful. And she shaved her head. And she said to me, she's like, you know, I was happy to see it go. It was almost more difficult to pull it out in chunks when she'd be in the shower. So shaved her head, and she's still fighting. She's still fighting.
Fighting spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, lastly, the women, greedy women have courage. Tell us about Angela.
Oh my gosh, like I die every time you say their names. Angela, when I interviewed her, she's like, I don't feel gritty.
Oh.
I don't feel like I'm gritty. And I'm like, the fact that you are sharing this story, because it really puts her in a vulnerable position. The little girl that she's holding there is her daughter, Akayla. And Akayla, at 2 years old, followed her out of her house onto the driveway, and she didn't know, and she ran over her daughter with this big club wagon van, both tires. I mean, as if it wasn't traumatic enough to have that happen and not realize, she thought it was just a speed bump, or it felt like a speed bump, like she maybe had driven over a bicycle or something, but she had to scoop her daughter up while she was like gasping for air. Her other children saw it, so they've all been traumatized, and she was tearful during this with reason. But she was so brave to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She talked about it and she shared details, and she didn't have to do that. And she got a lot of criticism when it happened, you know, calling her a negligent parent. But she was flooded with love and kindness from her neighborhood and her church. But just the fact that she shared it was so courageous.
And
because nobody wants to talk about that.
And knowing that we're all humans trying to be better, trying to live our lives in any way that's pure and good.
Yeah.
Being gritty, we need it.
Yeah.
We need it.
Yeah, you need a little bit of the dirt, a little bit of the grit between your toes to keep you, like, not always comfortable.
Yes. Julie, where can we find more from you?
Oh goodness, you can find me at The Big Family Jewels on Instagram or Gritty Mamas on Instagram. I also have a podcast called The Julie Jepson Podcast.
Thanks, Julie. Love this conversation. You're a good lady. Thank you so much.